soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Blessings. I speak today to the group we have gathered, which consists of 27 members. I also speak to anyone else who may hear this talk. Ye are the temple of the living God. And so please listen to Lair, Bhagya, Brian, Eileen, Liz, Heather, Barbara, Joe M., Cheryl, John. Please listen, Kelly, Con, Linda, Kim, Lori, Sylvia, Marion, Pam. Listen, Pat, Rebecca, Kimberly, Bill, Joe S., Susan, Terry, Laura, and Wilhelmina. Ye are the temple of the living God. And I, the I within you, the living God, send you forth as saints in the spiritual kingdom. Your consciousness is now a benediction, a blessing, a healer. And you must consciously accept the role which I, God, have given you. As saints, it means you are now the living God on earth. God, through your consciousness, will uplift all who come in contact with your consciousness must feel the lifting up of the I within you. And this is now your work. The days of seeking something, seeking to add something to your individual human life are past. You have been lifted into a new role on earth. If you have seen the old pictures of saints in ages past, or perhaps a picture of Christ Jesus, or even of Buddha or Krishna, you will notice that the artists painted an aura around their head. Why did they do this? Because it was depicting the presence that enveloped them, the presence which poured through their consciousness. They were the living light, that living presence on earth. This is your work. This is the work now you are given to do. You are to forget your personal self and be an instrument for the grace of God. You are to be a channel for the living waters. Yes, I within you send you forth, saints. How are you to do this? I shall remind you again. If you abide in my word, and let my word abide in you, you will bear fruit richly. This is how you do it. You must have many periods throughout the day and in the night if you awaken to sit down, remember the specific principles of the infinite way, and at the end of the treatment which you will give yourself, you will be still and receive the Holy Spirit. This Spirit, then, the living waters, the living God, will pour through your consciousness and make your consciousness a temple not made with hands, a temple of the living God. And those that come into your consciousness throughout your day will feel this Spirit. They will feel uplifted. They will receive healings. You may not even know who receives a healing. And then again, you may, if they tell you. That is not your concern. Your concern is to be the temple of the living God. And what are the specific truths you must know when you give yourself a treatment? All error is impersonal. Anything, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the touch, anything your senses tell you or show you, this is the error. And it is completely impersonal. It doesn't come from a personal you or a personal him or a personal her. It is a fabric. It is a series of concepts operating only on the level of the mind, belonging to no one. Error is impersonal, nothingness. This Spirit which enters your temple does not uphold these concepts. And so the concepts are the arm of flesh or nothingness. And when you give yourself a treatment, you will remember all error is a belief in two powers, a belief in God and something else. But it's only a belief, only a series of concepts. God's not in it, or it couldn't dissolve. And so it's nothingness. And this is the treatment that you give yourself. But this is only using the mind to rest out of the mind. Now, Joel is very specific about this in The Art of Spiritual Healing when he says, when you really begin to comprehend that in healing or in giving yourself a treatment, you are not dealing with people, when you learn to eliminate them and their specific claims from your thought, and in every instance deal with the root of the problem, which is carnal mind or nothingness, arm of flesh or nothingness, then you will find how quickly you will be able to become consciously aware of the spirit within you. This presence, this spirit, cannot be felt in your temple until you are free of the barrier. The barrier is the belief in two powers. The barrier is the belief in something apart from God. And so again on the next page he says, you must carry this out in practice. And so this is your treatment. You must carry this out in practice, watching the stone being formed in and of your consciousness while you stand to one side as a witness or a beholder. And as you do this, eventually a state of peace will come, and you will catch a glimpse of God as is. Just God is. All problems fade out in proportion as you develop this ability to be quiet, to behold, to witness divine harmony unfold. And so that is your treatment, to cleanse the temple many times a day and during the night with the specific principles of impersonalization and nothingization. And then gain that sense of peace in which you can wait. Just wait. Until the spirit infuses your being, your consciousness, your temple. And when the spirit floods your temple, your consciousness, then you are the temple of the living, living God on earth as it is in heaven. Then you are saints in the spiritual kingdom. These are not pretty words. This is the truth of your being. And the I within you, the invisible living presence, I send you forth. And all who enter your consciousness are touched by the living spirit. Your consciousness becomes a law unto all who enter it. Should you begin to see concepts, for a moment you forget, you see a mailman, perhaps you see a clerk, a waitress, it is time to stop. Just stop. Remind yourself, no, these are concepts. I am stopping. Enter that rest, that peace, and wait. Wait for the movement of I in your consciousness, spirit. And rest, and behold what I can do. Then when this so-called clerk, waitress, mailman are looked upon with this consciousness. This consciousness will behold Christ and all in range of this consciousness will be blessed. 10 righteous men can save an entire city. We have 27 plus those that hear this worldwide. Again, this is not just pretty poetic talk. You're being given a commission. Go out as saints in the kingdom. Go out as the temple, a spiritual temple filled with the Holy Spirit. Go out as a benediction, a blessing. Let the Spirit in your consciousness, the invisible eye, flow through and lift up all who touch that Spirit. This is letting the Word abide in you. Your treatment is abiding in the Word, the Scripture. Your consciousness is letting the Word abide in you, in your temple. Joel says, this is not a lazy man's work. This is not an easy way of life. And so I would have you know that you must work. This is work when you sit down and you give yourself a treatment. But this is beholding when you watch God work hitherto. All of you have reached a place where you are spiritual adults. You are spiritual saints. The living Spirit of God in your temple makes you the saint. And whether you see it or not, as you behold the eye, this aura is around you. You must know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now you see that takes place on two levels. You know the truth with your mind, so you can drop the mind and stand still and have a God experience. Actually feel the Spirit fill the temple of your consciousness. This is knowing the truth by an experience, not in the mind. This is knowing I am the truth, and feeling it, and watching it, and bearing witness to it. And so first you know the truth with the mind. But that is not enough. That will help you to rest back out of that mind. And then you know the truth with your soul, as spirit and soul become one. And this produces the temple of the living God, or Christ. Soul, spirit, they are joined, and the birth of Christ takes place. And you stand on earth now, no longer just a human being. No, you stand on earth now as a saint. The living Christ has come to earth again. You are the second coming. Each of you, in your community, in your part of the world, on this earth, are transformed into the living Christ. And Christ has come again. And those who have eyes to see and ears to hear will feel it. They may think it's you, but you will know within yourself, I of myself can do nothing unless there is this inner movement, this overshadowing by spirit of my soul. Nothing will change. But if there is this overshadowing by spirit, then soul will be activated. Christ will be on earth. Yes, of myself I am nothing, and yet through Christ I do all things. And now I stand a little to the side, and I behold, I live, yet not I. Christ liveth my life. Abide in the Word, and let my Word abide in you. So shall you be my disciples. You are the disciples of the living Christ. And as you move out into the world, saints, and as you behold I, Christ, pouring out, filling your consciousness and making it a true temple of peace, you may hear, I have come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. You may finally see that you are ordained to heal the sick, to tell of the good news, to lift up the dead in consciousness. The years that you have studied the truth, no truth was ever given for you and you alone. There is a price to pay for Christhood, for communion. Yes, you may have communion with the I within your consciousness, but the price is you have to let it out. The price is service to all who have not yet found this inner presence. And so I, the I of you, send you forth out into the world to reveal the kingdom is at hand. The presence is within. The I, the living God, am in the temple of consciousness. Let us be still and know that I am God. Let us wait upon the Lord. Let us stand still and behold, I come quickly. Now here again, listen again to this experience as it was revealed through Joel. My mind is filled with the Word of God because I keep my mind stayed on God. From rising in the morning to sleeping at night, always there is some spiritual truth active in my consciousness, some scriptural passage kept alive within me. My mind is permeated with truth. It is constituted of truth, and all who enter the realm of my mind find truth, life, love, eternality, immortality, the grace of God, the benediction of God. My mind, imbued with truth, is a law of elimination to all discords. But remember, mind imbued with truth does not mean mind imbued with thought. It is mind when it reaches an absolute silence and suddenly has an awareness of truth, that is, invisible spiritual being. That mind is imbued with truth. And that mind imbued with truth is a law of elimination to all discords, all inharmonies, all injustices, all sins, all diseases, all false appetites. I, of my own self, am nothing, but I and my Father are one. And he that is within me is greater than any error that exists in the world. Therefore, when I fill my consciousness with truth, with love, with wisdom, I am a law of harmony, of healing, of peace unto all who enter my spiritual household, my consciousness. I can of my own self do nothing, but since I and the Father are one, and all that the Father hath is mine, through grace I am given all the dominion, all the healing influence, all of the forgiving influence. When my mind, my consciousness, is filled with truth and love, well, neither do I condemn thee. All who enter this temple are forgiven their sins. They come into his grace because my mind is filled with his grace, with his word, with his truth, and all who enter here enter to the divine presence and receive forgiveness and regeneration. They even find that the lost years of the locust are restored to them by the divine grace which God has given me as truth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word of truth which constitutes my consciousness is bread and wine, water, meat, life, and resurrection unto all who enter my consciousness. Truth is the divine influence. Love is the divine influence. In my mind, in my consciousness, my soul is filled with truth, spiritual truth, and love. All who enter my consciousness partake of that divine bread, meat, wine, and water, which is life eternal. Through the truth embodied in my consciousness, I am a law unto you, a law of healing, a law of forgiveness, a law of grace and benediction, even a law of supply. And that is Joel's treatment to himself. And then there was the moment, the few minutes of stillness in which he received the Holy Spirit. And then when someone called and he picked up the phone, what did they touch? Did they touch Joel's thoughts? Oh, no, no, no. The Spirit flooded his consciousness, and he became the temple of the living God. And when they called, they touched that living God. God itself, on earth, as it is in heaven, for the two became one, heaven here and now. This was what Christ Jesus was trying to show us. The temple of the living God, the kingdom, here, now, closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. Don't you know the temple is right here? And all those who believed and all those who reached out and touched that consciousness were healed. Even the woman with the issue of blood followed him. I know, if I just touch that consciousness. And she touched it and was healed. Just the edge of that consciousness. And the eye of you, the Holy Spirit, the Christ, is sending you forth now as that consciousness, that those who touch you, that those who touch that temple where you are, that presence will be healed, will be forgiven, will be restored, will be resurrected out of the graves of humanhood. I recall the story of Lazarus. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus turned and said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And this is what the Christ of your being is saying unto you. I am the resurrection. There's no resurrection down there in tomorrow. There's no resurrection someday. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and I resurrect you into myself. When you have given yourself a treatment, and when you are still and you find that silent place, that secret place of the Most High, I within you, the living Spirit of God, lift you up. and you are resurrected out of the grave of mortality and into your Christhood. And then you may say, why, I live not, Christ liveth. I send you forth two by two. Two by two I send you forth into the world. And those two are the mind, when it is imbued with truth that you know with the mind, and the soul, when the soul becomes so still that it receives within it the Holy Spirit. The mind imbued with truth, and the soul imbued with I, for I am the truth. I send you forth these two, two by two. And this I is the resurrection. And as you go forth, and you stand still, and behold, I, living itself, you see, I resurrect those who are drawn to you. It's never necessary to speak a single word. It's never necessary to speak this to anyone. But in your temple, in the kingdom of I, the living God, the living water, draws up those that come to you. I, if I am lifted up in consciousness, will draw unto me, unto my level. And so you become Christ on earth. And Christ is the resurrection. And you will see, you will witness those who come to you, who touch this inner water, this inner consciousness. You will see them lifted out of mortality into Christ. And it will appear as healing, as regeneration, as forgiveness, as blessing. It will appear as supply coming forth from the invisible. They will point to you, but you will know. Know of myself, that is, of the mind, I am nothing but a vacuum. But when I am a vacuum, I am one with the infinite I. And that I makes consciousness the temple of the living God. You are instructed now by the I within to go out as disciples of the one I, Christ. You are disciplined. You are a disciple. You are disciplined to know the truth, first with the mind and then as an experience in the soul. You are disciplined to align the two facets, the mind and the soul, so that Christ may enter in. Yes, you are sent forth as a presence on earth. Henceforth you shall be called friends. For those that do the will of the Father are my friends. They are my brother, my sister. Do not fear to do this, for it is not you, a human, it's not you, a mortal mind. No, it is you when you are imbued with the truth, and I am the truth. So do not fear. Just be still. Do not speak. Just be silent. Do not live. Just behold. And I shall make all things new. And I shall reveal that the kingdom of heaven has come. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground, because it is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Thou art the temple, and I am God. And be still and know that I am God. Now listen, one more time, to Joel's explanation or definition of those who walk this way. Above the sense life, that is above the mind, there is a universe of spirit or a temple. Governed by love, peopled with children of God, living in the temple of truth. This world, this kingdom, is real and permanent, or eternal. Its substance is your eternal consciousness. In it, there is no awareness of discord or even temporary material good. This is reality. It is the soul realm. And in this uplifted consciousness, you are able to see yourselves free. You are able to see unlimited boundaries of eternal life and infinite consciousness. He says the experience is like watching the world disappear over a horizon. And this is the experience that you must have. This is the experience of resurrection. I, the Spirit of God, in your holy temple called consciousness, do send you forth, two by two, to be a witness to the living God, pouring forth, lifting up, uplifting all who touch this river of life within you. This is your mission. Please accept it now. I have come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. This is your consciousness. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This too is your consciousness. It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and this also is your consciousness. No, these are not pretty, poetic words. This is a living, spiritual experience. Your consciousness is the temple of the living God. It is holy ground because it is filled with the Holy Spirit. It is the living Christ on earth, in heaven, one. Yes, long have men awaited the second coming of Christ. You now, with your finger on your lips and the inner silence of the soul, you now behold the secret second coming of Christ. It is your very consciousness saying to you and to all who enter, I am the resurrection. Please take this seriously. Your job, your mission, if you have accepted it, is to put away childish things. Many times during the day and at night, sweep out your temple. Know the specific truths of impersonalization and nothingization. Know that there is no good, there is no evil. Only Christ is. And then be still about that. You have cleaned your temple, now wait. Open the door unto me, and I will come in. And I will reveal myself to you. And you shall see such miracles as you never dreamed possible. You shall see the Son of God. You shall see the temple of the living God as your very own consciousness. You are blessed beyond all men, beyond all women. You have been chosen. And now, in this New Jerusalem, where you are standing, when Joel stood there, his lips said what was in his heart. As a beggar have I sought the new Jerusalem and the new heaven and the new earth, and thou hast made me heir of all. How shall I stand before thee but in silence? How shall I honor thee but in the meditation of mine heart? Praise and thanksgiving thou seekest not, but the understanding, the open heart, thou receivest. I now will keep silent before thee. My soul and my spirit and my silence shall be thy dwelling place. Thy Spirit, thy Holy Spirit, shall fill my meditation, and it shall make me and preserve me whole. O thou tender one and true, I am home in thee. Yes, I am home in the living temple, in the infinite temple of consciousness, which houses the living Spirit of God. How shall I stand before thee but in silence? And let my silence be the consciousness and the dwelling place of the living God. If you hear my voice within you, if you are ready to be spiritual adults, to be the child of omnipresence, then you are blessed indeed. Blessings far, far beyond any you have ever dreamed. I now will never leave thee. I am the resurrection.